each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Seasons of Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Seasons of Life, we are going to be discussing a very wonderful topic, and that is regarding welcoming the month of Ramadan. Yes, we are going to be discussing this topic, but for now, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meanwhile, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madani Channel, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the countless blessings that he has bestowed upon you and I, whether rich or poor, whether small car, big car, whether big house, small house, in every state or circumstances, we are taught to say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We are taught to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every state that you and I may be. And when you do that, you would see how there will be barakah, so much more barakah in your wealth, in your life, in this world and in the hereafter as well, inshallah. It's always form a habit to say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing welcoming the month of Ramadan, and subhanallah, inshallah, as we journey through today's episode, we are going to be educating ourselves and learning and highlighting the importance, the excellences and the virtues of this great month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. So it is imperative for you and I to prepare ourselves, as we have heard that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass in the month of Sha'ban. And we are also, you know, encouraged to fast as well. Why? So that it prepares you and I for the month of Ramadan. Recite the Holy Quran in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban. Why? So that we become habitual to read the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan as well. Do good deeds, give charity, and do a lot of virtuous acts before the month of Ramadan comes, so that we are habitual and we are accustomed to performing those virtuous acts in the month of Ramadan. So it is the time now that you and I have to prepare ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In all of these aspects, we need to be prepared for the month of Ramadan, that when the month of Ramadan comes, I need to be focused, I need to be energized, I need to be energetic, I need to be passionate, I need to be motivated, self-motivated, for me to do good deeds, for me to help people out, for me to recite the Holy Quran on a daily basis, for me to remain in the state of Tahara, by making wudu, by making ghusl, for me to perform all of my five daily salah, and together with that, for me to perform nawafil salah as well, salatul tawbah, salatul awwabin after maghrib salah, salatul duha, salatul chas, and perform all 20 rak'at of Taraweeh Salah. On the odd nights, for us to perform Salatul Tasbih, all of these deeds of Madani Channel, we need to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. How do we do that? Firstly, it starts by the mind. Our mind is very, very powerful. We have to make sure and train our mind that the month of Ramadan is coming. I have a few days left. I need to tell my mind that, you know what? The month of Ramadan is approaching. I need to act now. I need to start now. I need to start doing good now so that it is easier for me to carry on with these good acts in the month of Ramadan whilst I am fasting. Yes, some days may be hot, some days may be very, very cold, but should that stop us from doing good? No, it should not. Rather, remember, the more difficult the worship, the greater the reward. Like I've come across an individual, and he mentioned it, you know, as a way of motivation, right? And he mentioned to me that, you know what, to prepare for the month of Ramadan, I have kept some fast in the month of Sha'ban. And then he mentioned to me as well that, you know, it was very hot. And when it's hot, then it does become difficult at times. A person becomes edgy, a person becomes very irritable, etc., etc. But he said, the next day and followed after that, he found it easier. Why? Because his body, his mind already got accustomed to that routine. And when I heard all of this, I was like, wow, subhanallah, mashallah. Look at how he is training himself, how he is getting himself ready for the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, from now, we should start getting that going. And especially with our children as well. You know, for those of our children who are baligh, who have reached the age of puberty, to also motivate them, to also encourage them for the preparations for the month of Ramadan. For those who are not baligh, those children who are not yet, who have not yet reached the age of puberty, they can be motivated as well. They can also be encouraged to keep fast for, you know, to whatever extent they can. Alhamdulillah, this is as a motivation for them, for our little Madani kids, alhamdulillah. This will make them passionate to keep the fast of Ramadan as well. It will train them spiritually, it would actually spiritually boost them, mashallah. So yes, it shouldn't only be us, it shouldn't only be the adults, it shouldn't only be the parents, it shouldn't only be the teachers, rather, it should be our children as well. It should be our students as well. This is very, very important because we need to train the next generation. As we know, the generation of today are our future leaders of tomorrow. The youth of today are our future leaders tomorrow. So we need to nurture them spiritually, emotionally, physically and mentally. So if inshallah, if all of these are in order, then you and I will definitely inshallah reap the benefits in the month of Ramadan. You know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that when the first night of Ramadan arrives, right, a wind called Muthira blows from beneath the arsh, beneath the throne, causing the leaves of the trees of Jannah, of paradise, to sway. This wind produces such a melodious sound that no one has ever heard anything more beautiful. Now upon hearing the sound, the large-eyed hoor, the maidens of Jannah, they appear and stand upon the high palaces of Jannah, saying, is there anyone who will ask Allah Ta'ala for us in marriage? Allahu Akbar. Then the hoor asked the gatekeeper of paradise, Sayyidina Ridwan alayhi salam, that what night is this? Sayyidina Ridwan alayhi salam, he replies with labbaik, and he says, this is the first night of the month of Ramadan, and the gates of paradise have been opened for those who fast from the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the foundations we have heard. How immensely generous and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is towards those who fast, opening the gates of paradise for them in Ramadan. And furthermore, what can be said of the month of Ramadan itself, for which paradise is adorned throughout the entire year? You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that Jannah, paradise, is decorated for Ramadan from the beginning of the year until the next. And he further says that on the first day of Ramadan, a wind blows beneath the trees of paradise upon the large-eyed hoor, who then make dua that, oh Allah, appoint for us from among your servants such husbands who will be a comfort to our eyes, and let us be a comfort to their eyes. And very soon the beautiful month of Ramadan will grace you and I with its presence, carrying, you know, within it treasures of mercy and forgiveness. You know, the greatness and excellence of Ramadan can be gauged by the fact that as soon as the sacred month arrived with its mercies, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he would do? He would congratulate his companions alayhim ridwan and give them glad tidings. Like we see that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to his companions, the month of Ramadan has come to you, which is exceedingly blessed. Allah Ta'ala has made its fast obligatory upon you. In it, the gates of paradise are open, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are shackled. Within it is a night better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its goodness is truly deprived. Allahu Akbar. What a narration. And under this hadith, the commentary, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhana'imi Rahimullah, he writes, he says in summary that since Ramadan contains both perceptible and hidden blessings, it is also called the blessed month. Now during Ramadan, the sustenance of the believers, it is naturally blessed. And the reward for every good deed is multiplied 70 times or even more. Now this hadith, it teaches us that rejoicing at the arrival of Ramadan and congratulating others is a sunnah. That is why when the month of Ramadan comes, what do we say to one another? Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak. This, we are fulfilling a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And furthermore, that which brings joy upon its arrival should also bring sorrow upon its departure. This is why many, many Muslims are sad, are sorrowful and tearful on Jumu'atul Wada, the final Friday of Ramadan. Now, orators deliver farewell sermons so that Muslims may value the remaining moments and strive harder in virtuous deeds. And the source of all of this is this very hadith which we have heard. Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every night of Ramadan until dawn, a caller proclaimed in the heavens that, O seeker of goodness, complete it, meaning advance further in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejoice. O evildoer, refrain from evil and take heed. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that his request may be fulfilled? Is there anyone who repents so that his repentance may be accepted? Is there anyone who makes dua so that his dua may be answered? Is there anyone who asks so that his request may be granted? Allah Ta'ala frees 60,000 sinners from Jahannam every night of Ramadan at the time of Iftar. And on the day of Eid, Allah Ta'ala forgives a number of sinners equal to the total of the entire month. Allahu Akbar. What a magnificent month this is, dear viewers of Mother Nation. I mean, how blessed are the moments of Ramadan. Now, for at every instant, Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness is distributed among His servants. This is the sacred month, you know, whose days are spent in fasting, whose nights are spent in the recitation of the Holy Quran. Both of these, fasting and the Holy Quran, will serve as a means of intercession for a Muslim on the day of resurrection. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, fasting and the Holy Quran will intercede for a person on the day of resurrection. A fasting would say, Ya Rabb, O Allah, I restrained him from food and desires during the day, so accept my intercession in his favor. The Holy Quran will say, I restrained him from sleep at night, so accept my intercession for him. Consequently, the intercession of both will be accepted. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kada deeds of Madinah Jannah. Your fasting is going to intercede for you. Your recitation of Quran is going to intercede for you. The Quran is going to intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. So recite the Holy Quran more and more. You know, at least if in the month of Ramadan, at least minimum, one khatam of the Quran should be made. At least. MashaAllah, there are some who make even 3 khatmul Quran. There are some who make 5 khatmul Quran. Apart from the Taraweeh Salah. So, What's impossible? It's not impossible. It's just that we gotta make the time, we gotta form a schedule, and we can make it happen, inshallah. So let us make this mindset as well, that this Ramadan, I am going to try and complete one khatam of the Holy Quran, inshallah. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had intended to punish the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, Allah ta'ala, would never have bestowed upon them the month of Ramadan and Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Allahu Akbar. From this we see how great this month of Ramadan is. So we ought to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, especially during Ramadan, and engage in every deed that attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one cannot secure forgiveness even in this sacred month, when will a person do so? You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immerse himself deeply in worship upon the arrival of this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Sayyida Aisha as-Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when the month of Ramadan arrived, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would devote himself for the worship of Allah ta'ala and would not return to his bed for the entire month. So we too should spend this entire month pleasing Allah ta'ala and devoting ourselves to worship, to ibadah. Because, you know, whoever attains the pleasure of Allah ta'ala succeeds in this world and in the hereafter. And Ramadan is the perfect time to do so. Because you train your body, you train your mind, you train your inner self. Yes, you become more disciplined. You become more rejuvenated. No, you feel fresh. You feel as if you are starting new. You're starting afresh. And that is why we need to take Ramadan to our full advantage. We shouldn't be wasting any time. You know, when the month of Ramadan comes, don't go around seeing what the neighbor is cooking, smelling what they're cooking and all of these things, and then backbiting and slandering and lying and cheating, etc. and all of these. No, this is not the month for all of this. You know, this is not the month to go around breaking ties. This is not the month to go around hurting other fellow Muslims. This is not the month to sway at other fellow Muslims. No, this is the month to forgive others, to unite family ties, to be good to others. This is the month where we have to see to others, have each other's back. Neighbor don't have food. Neighbor don't have anything for sahri. Neighbor don't have anything for iftar. Go and give them something. This is what Ramadan is. For you and I to be good towards one another and not violate the rights of one another. So even before the month of Ramadan comes, if there are ties that are broken in your family, join those ties. Unite the family together. Someone violated your rights, forgive the person. You have violated someone else's rights, go and ask for forgiveness before the month of Ramadan arrives, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, you start afresh, inshallah. Now, Ramadan is a month of grandeur, you know, possessing countless distinct virtues. Among these is the special virtue that Allah Ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran in this month. Like in Surah Baqarah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. The month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down, guidance for people and clear directions and the criterion. So whosoever from amongst you attains this month should most definitely fulfill its fast. And whosoever is ill or traveling, so he should make up the same number of fasts on other days. Allah Ta'ala only intends ease for you, and He does not intend difficulty for you, so that you complete the prescribed number of fasts and that you glorify Allah as He granted you guidance, and so that you may be grateful. Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear Prophet Muhammad Inshallah. I mean, how beautifully has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Holy Quran. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained fasting in Ramadan. And it should be noted that just as salah was made obligatory, compulsory, upon every Muslim after affirming Tawheed and Risala and believing in all the essential tenets of Iman, fasting in Ramadan is also an obligation upon every saint and adult Muslim male and female. You know, in Durr-i Mukhtar, it's mentioned that fasting was made compulsory on the 10th of Sha'banul Mu'azzam, in the second year after Hijri. In Islam, many acts of worship have been prescribed to commemorate spiritually uplifting historical events. You know, and I want to mention to you the wisdom behind the obligation of fasting. But before that, let us first and rejuvenate our hearts by listening to a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by listening to this kalam, inshallah, it will increase our love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, once we are back, we are going to be discussing the wisdom behind the obligation of fasting. And this is very, very imperative for each and every one of us to know. So do stay attuned, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dil ko sukoon chaman mein na hai laal azar mein sozo gudaz hai faqat unke diyar mein sozo gudaz hai faqat unke diyar mein dil ko sukoon chaman mein na ya mustafa bulaiye apne diyar mein ya mustafa bulaiye apne diyar mein sarkar phir laal azar mein sarkar aaun taiba ke phir laal azar mein dil ko sukoon chaman mein na har sa नसीब हो हर सालिया इलाही मुझे हज नसीब हो जब तक जीऊं मैं आलमे ना पायदार जब तक जीऊं मैं आलमे ना पायदार में दिल को सुकून चमन में ना हर साल गाजरी हो मदी खैर से
ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے، ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں، ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں، دل کو سکون چمن میں نہ افسوس گھٹتی جا رہی ہے، روز زندگی پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں، اسی کے بار میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں، اسی کے بار میں تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ، تجھ کو حسن حسین سیتا، اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں، اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں، کو سکون چمن میں نہ بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی، بدکار و نابکار کا نبی، محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں، محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں، کو سکون چمن میں نہ کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں، عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں، عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں، سارا اندھیرا دور سما نور نور، سارا دھیرا دور سما ہوگا نور نور، عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں، عطار جب وہ آ چمن میں نا ہے لالہ زار میں سوزو گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ, truly heart touching kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. الحمدللہ, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing welcoming the month of Ramadan, and mashallah we have mentioned the excellences of the month of Ramadan. We have mentioned and touched also on how we can prep ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And just before going to listen to this beautiful kalam, I have mentioned that when we do come back after the kalam, then I would mention to you the wisdom behind the obligations of fasting. Now, I've mentioned that in Islam, many acts of ibadah, many acts of worship have been prescribed to commemorate spiritually uplifting historical events. For instance, the Sa'i between the hills of Safa and Marwa, performed by pilgrims, commemorates Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She walked and ran between these two hills 7 times in search of water for her beloved son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cherished this act so greatly that Allah ta'ala made the sa'i between Safa and Marwa necessary, wajib, for those performing Hajj and Umrah. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent some days of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak in the cave of Hira. During that period, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would abstain from food during the day and remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And to commemorate those days and to keep the sunnah of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established, Allah ta'ala ordained a fasting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine a scenario, right, in which the heat is intense, the throat is dry, the lips are dry, water is present, yet those who fast do not even look at it. Food is available and hunger is severe, but they do not reach out for it. I mean, reflect upon how firm their iman, their faith in Allah Ta'ala is. They know that whilst their actions may be hidden from the world, they are never concealed from Allah Ta'ala. This conviction in Allah Ta'ala is the practical outcome of fasting. Unlike other physical acts of worship, fasting is an internal, a batin, batini act, internal act. No one but Allah Ta'ala knows its true state. Now, if a person were to eat or drink in secret, people would assume he is still fasting, yet he refrains solely out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why those who fast will be granted abundant reward and blessings. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that whoever fasts during Ramadan recognizes its limits and guards himself against what he should avoid, then whatever sins he committed previously are expiated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that the reward for every good deed of a person is multiplied from 10 to 700 times. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, إِلَّا الصَّوْمَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, except for fasting, for it is for me, and I myself shall bestow its reward, for one abandons his desires and food for my sake. Now there are two occasions of joy for the one who fasts. One at the time of breaking the fast, iftar, and the other at the time of meeting his Rabb. Indeed, the breath of a fasting person is more fragrant to Allah than the scent of musk. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful narration. And a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fasting is a shield. So when any of you is fasting, he should neither indulge in foul speech nor raise his voice. If someone should insult him or seek to fight him, he should simply respond, "I am fasting." Simple as that. Someone provokes you, someone insults you, someone tempts you to swear them, to fight with them, intimidates you, simply say to them, don't entertain it. All you gotta say, "I am fasting." And you leave it right there and then. Case closed. So subhanAllah, the Yusuf Madani channel, these are hadith, they highlight several unique qualities of fasting. I mean, what a beautiful glad tiding it is for the one who fasts in the manner it truly deserves. Along with abstaining from food, from drink and intimacy, it also protects his limbs from sin. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, such a fast becomes an expiation for all previous sins. You know, the exalted statement mentioned in the hadith, فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ For it is for me, and I myself shall bestow its reward. It's particular noteworthy. The scholars of hadith, they have read this phrase as "ana ujza bihi," as noted in Tafsir al-Naimi and other works. So in this case, the meaning becomes, "I am the reward for it." Meaning Allah Ta'ala is the reward for it. Subhanallah. This implies that through fasting, the believer attains nearness, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, look at how great the reward is, the use of Madani channel. Because it's not just you staying away from food, drink and intimacy. No, it's deeper than that. You are gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your iman is being strengthened. Your taqwa is getting more strong. Allahu Akbar, all through fasting. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that the sleep of a fasting person is ibadah. His silence is the glorification of Allah, meaning tasbih. His dua is accepted and his deeds are accepted. Subhanallah, how fortunate is the fasting person, Yusuf Madani channel. His sleep is worship, his silence is tasbih, and his dua, his du'as and righteous deeds are accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We should really be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never mind it's hot while it's fasting. Still do not complain. The more difficult the worship, the more greater the reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person begins their day in a state of fasting, the gates of the skies are open for him. His limbs glorify Allah Ta'ala, and the angels of the lowest sky seek forgiveness for him until sunset. If he offers one or two rak'at of salah, they become nur, they become light for him in the heavens. And his wives among the hurul ayn, the heavenly maidens, say, "Oh Allah, send him to us, for we long for his presence." If he recites La ilaha illallah, or Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels continue recording its reward until sunset. The one deeds of Madani channel who fasts is truly blessed. The gates of heavens, the gates of Jannah open for him. The limbs of his body glorify Allah Ta'ala. The angels of the lower sky pray for his forgiveness until sunset. His prayer becomes light for him in the heavens. The hurul ayn, the heavenly maidens, await his arrival in Jannah. And if he recites La ilaha illallah, or Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels record its reward until sunset. Those who fast will be blessed with Allah Ta'ala's mercy in this world. They will have a very high rank in the hereafter. Such is the reward for fasting, Yusuf Madani channel. I'm mentioning all of this as a motivation, encouragement from the light of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you and I to fast with, you know, sincerity, complete fast, that together with abstaining from food, drink and intimacy, we also leave sins, we also leave backbiting, slandering, lying, cheating, swearing. shouting at parents, which are all wrong and sins. So together with abstaining from food and drink and intimacy, we should also abandon sins as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of resurrection, a golden dining mat will be laid out for the fasting people, while the rest of humanity will be waiting for the accountability. That day, Divas of Madinah, you know, people will be worried. People will be stressed. Everyone will be worried about their own selves. Nafsi, nafsi. And yet for those who fast, a golden dining mat will be laid out for those who fast. The rest of humanity will be waiting for the accountability. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is prevented by his fast from eating or drinking something he desires, Allah Ta'ala will feed him from the fruits of paradise and give him the beverages of paradise to drink. You fasting. Imagine you fasting. It's a hot day. You're out on the road. Throat is dry. Lips are dry. And you're just desiring to have one drop of cold water. One sip of cold water just to go down your throat. But you don't, because you know you're fasting. Never mind. No one is watching me. I can go drink in private, but Allah is watching me. Your taqwa comes in and you don't. The reward for that, Allah Ta'ala will feed such a person from the fruits of paradise and give such a person the drink, have and beverages of Jannah to drink. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So why sacrifice for this world when the hereafter is the eternal abode? And on Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the day of resurrection, a caller will announce, every doer of deeds shall be rewarded according to his harvest, meaning according to his deeds, except for the people of the Quran, meaning scholars of the Quran, and the fasting people, for they will be granted an immeasurable reward. So, Deeds of Madinah, it's evident that in the hereafter, we will reap what we sow in this world. Scholars and those who fast, they are fortunate because they will be granted immeasurable reward on the day of Qiyamah. When the fasting person enters paradise, they will be honored with a special distinction. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, there is a gate in paradise called Ar-Riyan. On the day of resurrection, those who fast shall enter through it, and none shall enter alongside them. It will be asked that, we are those who fasted. They shall stand, and none but them shall pass through it. Once they have entered, the gates will be closed, and no one else shall enter through it. How fortunate, Yusuf Madinah, are those who fast, subhanallah, for they shall be granted a unique honor on the day of resurrection, while other fortunate souls, when enter paradise in groups, those who fast will enter through Bab al-Riyan. I mean, just as fasting is a source of immense virtue, Yusuf Madinah in general, and reward, neglecting it is a cause of deprivation and misfortune. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man adraka Ramadan wa lam yasumhu faqad shaqiya." That whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and does not fast, he is indeed wretched. Allahu Akbar. If a person deliberately misses a single fast of Ramadan without a valid lawful excuse, he will never attain the virtue of that missed fast, even if he fasted for the rest of his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not observe a fast of Ramadan without an excuse or illness, then fasting for a lifetime and not compensate it, even if he were to observe it later. Now, this signifies that the special virtue connected with a fast of Ramadan can never be attained afterwards by any means. So we must never fall into negligence and abandon such a grand blessing. We must, you know, fulfill the rites of this month. Otherwise, we will be deprived of forgiveness, deeds of Madinah channel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that may the nose of that person be rubbed in dust in whose presence I am mentioned and he does not send blessings upon me. May that person's nose be rubbed in dust who reaches Ramadan and it passes before he could attain forgiveness. And may that person's nose be rubbed in dust whose parents reach old age in his presence, yet they do not cause him to enter paradise, meaning through his service to them. We should strive to immerse ourselves in worship during this month, during the month of Ramadan, to earn the reward of forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, the most forgiving. So, devote yourselves wholeheartedly to worship in Ramadan and perform good deeds eagerly. This is what we need to do, Divas of Madani Channel. As of now, Divas of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful piece of nasiha, very beautiful piece of advice. Let us go forward and listen to this, inshallah. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude today's topic of discussion, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, goodness and blessings reach the home where a guest is present, as fast as a knife reaches the hump of a camel, but even faster than that. My dear viewers, there's no bone in the hump of a camel. It only has fat. A knife cuts it quickly and reaches its deepest area. That's why it was used for comparison. Beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, when a guest comes to someone's home, he brings his own sustenance, and when he leaves the home, he becomes the cause for forgiveness for the sins of the host. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Bara bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, O Bara, when a person treats his brother with hospitality for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and does not want any reward or thanks for it, Allah Almighty sends 10 angels to his home who make tasbih, tahleel and takbir of Allah Almighty. In other words, they glorify Allah Almighty for 1 year. And they continue to make dua for his forgiveness. And when the year ends, the worship equal to an entire year of worship of these angels is recorded in his book of deeds. And it is upon the responsibility of Allah's generosity that he Azza wa Jal will feed him delicious foods of paradise in Jannatul Khuld and in the everlasting kingdom. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When a guest comes to someone's home, it is as if the rain of the mercy of Allah Almighty starts pouring down. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, it is a sunnah for a man to go to the door to see of his guest. O our beloved Allah Almighty, grant us the enablement to treat our guests with hospitality happily and bless us with the honor of becoming a guest of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the fragrant atmosphere of blessed Medina again and again. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, treating your guests properly, Divas of Mother Nation. What a beautiful piece of advice. Now, something for you and I to really take into consideration, that when we have guests at our home, then we should treat them according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should be excellent hosts towards our guests. Feed them properly, make them comfortable, make sure that, you know, they feel at home. Subhanallah, every day is a learning day. Look at the beautiful deen of Islam, that it even encourages you and I, motivates you and I to be good to our guests, to treat them well. Subhanallah, these are the beautiful teachings of Islam, the Divas of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing welcoming the month of Ramadan. And thus far we have mentioned various different angles, various different perspectives, highlighting the excellences of the month of Ramadan, how we should prep ourselves for the month of Ramadan, you know, and also to give out your zakah before the month of Ramadan. And subhanallah, you can donate, you can give your zakah to, subhanAllah, this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'wat-e-Islami, inshallah, you would see it will be used in a very, very good way, inshallah, subhanAllah. It will be a means of reward for you in this world as well as in the hereafter. Life, dear viewers of Madinah channel, is incredibly short. It is brief. Life is not forever. We are going to leave this world one day. Life is short. So, value these moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reach the month of Ramadan with good health, inshallah. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and continue sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow with faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.